תיתן לך בכל שעריך תפרי הקדושה tells us that she appoint judges, the shoytrim, and people to carry out the mishpat. Shoytrim is like police officers. Titan lecha b'chol sharecha. She plays in all your gates, in every city and city, every mokoy and mokoy. And the pashtus is, in order of a shoftu, as the pasuk says, a shoftu is all mishpat tzedek. That we need to have officers, we need to have a judicial system, we need to have a government, in order that we should be judged correctly. In order that the system runs smoothly. And the Torah HaKadosha uses an interesting lashon, v'shoyftim v'shoytim titan lecha. You shall place for yourselves, as when Moshe finds his ma'orer, a singular lashon, titan lecha. We're talking to the collective klal Yisrael. The lechoyra, when Moshe is meramis to him, be'emes, there's a lashon in the Shlach HaKadosh is meramis to him. That for Etam, that just like there are gates to every city, just like there are entrances to every city, there's entrances in the body of a person also, says the Shlach. Shiva Sha'orim, there are seven gates. Yeshnam Lugufa Adam. The body of a person has seven gates, two eyes, two ears, the nostrils and the mouth. They're also gates. And the Shlach HaKadosh says, these seven gates can bring a tremendous toyeles for each individual. But the Chas V'Shalom, these seven gates that a person has in his body can also bring him to destruction. Can cause him to blow himself up. Cause him to detonate a bomb that's going to destroy himself. So the Shlach says, besides being a halacha that we have to appoint judges in the city, the remez is here that everybody has to have judges. Everybody has to have somebody to take care of and to weigh out his actions. And who is that somebody? In the human himself, the shoyfet, and the shoyter is himself, titen lecha. You're your own shoyfet, you're your own shoyter. The seichel of the Adam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is what's supposed to be used to weigh out our actions and make sure that these seven entrances to our body are not destroyed, do not bring about destruction to ourselves. But we have to ask, that we find that next to the parsha, as the Baal Turim brings down, the Benish Tanchuma said that the smichas of the parshias of this parsha of Shoiftim is to the parsha of Gimel Regalim. What's the meaning of the smichas? And he brings the Benish Tanchuma, who says a mahalach. Want to be, or maybe offer another mahal, but is Hashem to the smichas of the parashias of Shoiftim to the parashah of the Gimel Regalim. What's the smichas? Second of all, after we finish this parasha right away, the Torah HaKadosha says, very interesting, after the parasha of Shoiftim, being Shoiftim, make sure the judicial system set up so nicely. The Torah says, Loisita lecha, Asherah kolei teitzim uzbach Hashem lekecha. Don't plant an Asherah tree next to the Mizbach Hashem lekecha. Tell it the Gazach. Don't plant an Asherah tree, which the Chazal learned. Don't go on hand and plant a tree for Abba Dizar. What's going on? What's the kesher? And all of a sudden, after we make a judicial system, the next post that follows right away, Loisita lecha Asherah, don't plant an Asherah tree. Don't plant a tree that's worshipped by Abba Dizar. you know, to plant it anywhere, and you know how to plant a tree like that. And if you have a tree like that, you have to uproot it and destroy it. Don't make a matzeva. Don't do avodah zarah. And then the parasha talks about if you find a person that wants to do avodah zarah, mayin shmita letzasina. I say, what is this? All of a sudden, we talk about the judicial system, creating a way of life for the government, and that we should have judges, we should have police officers, and everything like that. All of a sudden, we go right into, you should make sure not to have. And the same kasha, what is the kasha to the Iyan, what we had before the parasha of the Iyan, of the Shalosh Ragon? We find also in the parasha an interesting zach. The Torah continues a little bit further, and the Torah says that you should point a melech. You should point a king. There are times of Klal Yisrael feel they need a king, you should point a king. And the din of a king is, in Klal Yisrael, a Jewish king, as I'll say, the pasuk says, Soim tasim alecha melech. Put on yourself a king, asher yivchash alecha boy. Soim tasim, a double lashon. Because I'll learn out, you have to make sure that this king, you have to make sure that you have fear. You fear this king. This king demands honor. And that's the mitzvah. But the Maisa, as the Kliyokar asks, Rabbi Moimir, me, are any toy beer masked al suffix al god al noif al mitzvah zu? What's the pshan? This mitzvah says, what Hashem get angry when they made a melech? But what's exactly this mitzvah appointing a king on you, one Hashem? Because if the mitzvah is only, and if you fear Barmatan, and you say, listen, I need to make a king for myself, we need to appoint a king, mashma, that only if you feel you have to appoint the king, then you may have to make a king. Then there's a mitzvah to make a king. And there's a dinim about to make a king. What's the get of the mitzvah? He says that mashvitz reshus and it's mashvitz a mitzvah. If you say that you need a king, so then you have a chiyuv to make a king. But it's mashma, at the end of the day, you have a choice. And then it says, if you make a king, make sure that there's a mitzvah to make a king. So I want to say Pshadazay. And this is a very big yisoy, Rabbi Yisai, as we enter the Chodesh of Elul, the Metzias of Elul, always in yeshivas, and the Olam HaTorah in the world of the religious Jew was also always a different atmosphere. The world was different in Elul for everybody. People heard the word Elul, people heard that Elul was the introduction, and the one word that got everybody a little bit more serious. Because they realize that there's 1 month left, as Rosh Chodesh Elul comes, we realize that the Yom Niroim are coming, the days of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and we have to start getting in tune with the times. We have to start feeling the Ruach. And the Yisoid of all of this is that the tafkid of the Yom Neroim itself, Rabbi Yisai, the whole tafkid of the Yom Neroim is that we become cognizant, we should become, we have a realization, we should feel and realize that there's a Borei Olam in the world. We should realize that somebody's running the show. We should realize that this world is not hefker. It's not a world that you can do what you want. we should realize that there's accountability for our actions, and somebody's looking and watching over what we're doing. The mole used to be, it was very, very hard to realize, to feel, to understand what that means of Isaac. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us modern technology that we can realize that we can be seen at any moment of Isaac. Nebuch, with the story that happened in Bilbao Park recently, this young boy, the only way they were able to piece together the information, there were cameras. That's set up Tafka. For this act, Rahman Islam, it was set up Stam. People put cameras in the store to see, but what goes on that camera, every action that a person is going, you're able to see the traffic, what's going on, somebody eating, chewing bubble gum in the background, blowing a bubble. Everybody saw it on the camera. Everybody saw who passed by, what you're doing. You think you're walking around, and no one knows what you're doing. And yet, there's a camera. You're watching everything going on 13th, 14th Street, Avenue, whatever it is. And the Tzia sees a Boisai. That in life, that every act that we do, there's a Bremi Oilo that sees those actions. Vayad Kri Sevis. And the Yisoid of Elul. And the Yom Noiroim is Yira Hashemayim. It's called Yomim Noiro, days of awe, days of fear. The fear, we have a mistake of voice. Oh, fear, that's not for our generation, Rabbi. It's extinct with the dinosaurs. Don't talk about fear. Everything has to be, you know, we don't scare anybody anymore. You say boo to a bugger. Oh, why he's all afraid? Oh, for self-esteem. Get him a therapist, Rabbi. The meaning of fear is not fear that we should be afraid. Avada, we have to be realized that Avada, this din v'cheshbon, and talking, but it's not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us get to become fear. We should be afraid just for the purpose. That's not the tafkid of this. The fear is to have the realization that it's a Bari Oilom and to connect with it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not here to make all these great things happen in order. Stam, that we should start, oh, we're going to be afraid, sit there in the corner, start shivering, start shaking, sit there in the corner and start worrying, what will be? That's not the tafkid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to worry. He wants us to worry in order that we should come to realization, we come to conviction, we should make a Kabbalah, we should try to change in a little way, we should look to move forward. And the things that we have crooked in life to correct. The Gemara is something broken, something testament aleph, like Nivru Ra'amid. Thunder was created for what purpose, Rabbi? Say, why in the world do we have thunder? I don't know, maybe good sound effects. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu make thunder in the world? So the Gemara, Kedela'ak, Kedela'yashak, Mimiyo Shebelev, in order to straighten out the crookedness of a person's heart. We all have a certain crookedness. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that crookedness causes us to go away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the crookedness does with us. That crookedness that we have is be'emes to the environment. The parasha tells us clearly what that crookedness is all about. Where does that crookedness come from? What makes us not realize it's a Bari Oilom? I was thinking just now of Boisai, Hurricane Irene. A few Bachum told me they couldn't come back because of Irene. I got nervous, but Hurricane Irene. Today, you go to the armies, they have the best equipment today, machine guns, they have all these anti-missile, you know, the SAM-7s and the G-6s and whatever type of ammunition you want today. Ballistic missiles, all these types of missiles, everything, and yet, I was in America during that school, but I said, everybody's in their homes, in the basement, storing water and trying to get batteries. These big generals with a hairy chest, there he is, running to the store, when they're trying to get a flashlight. Come on, General Eisenhower, where are you right now? I'm in the basement with a flashlight, trying to drink some water. What do you mean? What do you mean? This guy is in charge of big armies. Mamish, he has 7,000 F-16 fighters. Get those bombs out. Stop Irene. One shot, houses. I just saw a picture in the Mishpacha. This is Mishpacha, but you can get it on your local newsstand. See, they have pictures of North Carolina, but it's that total highways, you know. Stand there with the Marines, with machine guns. Come on, stop those winds. Yibayin Shalaylam, with all the equipment in the world, you see our total highways, they rip the shreds. And they have this guy, Mamish. You know, he's a big, he thinks he's on top of the world. He runs the world. He's making billions of dollars. Oh boy, was he shaking when the Bereshit sent the earthquake. He was shaking more than they shaking those bars. Was he shaking? Small little earthquake. The Bereshit just moved a little notch. The whole earth shaped. It was going crazy. In New York, I have an earthquake. How could that be? We haven't had such a thing in 32 years. And no one could do anything about that. The biggest businessman with all the billions of dollars, he was shaking. Oh boy, was he shaking. His whole building could have come down. And the army generals and the president, everybody, they can't control. Everybody get in, beware, get in. Run for sales. So they had a big, on the highways, those boards on the highway, light it up. Run for safety, Hurricane Irene. What do you run for safety? Get out the ammunition. Get out the koichas of the army and stop it. Stop it. I was just thinking to myself, get planes, do something. Come on, we have all that to do it. Get down to the basement, boys. Everybody down to the basement. The strongest, biggest men, bodybuilders with the big monies, down in the basement, man. Get down to the basement. With your big muscles, get down to the basement. Why? Because the Bereshit bring winds of 100 miles an hour. They were so afraid that Mamish would tear apart planes. They had to take all the planes off the airport. They evacuated on Shabbos, everybody said. Towns were evacuated. I don't remember the history. I mean, even the last time Hurricane, I remember my time, Hurricane Gloria. So they didn't evacuate. They were evacuating towns and play Mamish towns. They had to evacuate. Get out. Why? Bereshit sending the wind that we can't do anything about. We can't control it. We can't do anything about it. For days and weeks people are talking about it, and you can't do anything. What's the purpose of Bereshit? Why is the question we're bringing these things? The Gemara says that we see a tornado of Bereshit, or a big storm like this, or thunder. These things make a bracha shekoichoi ugvurosai molei oilam. And Hashem's strength and might envelops the world. The vort of these things of Bereshit is that we should have a certain concept that is a boiling oil on charge. That we can't do nothing. We can't do it. We can plan. We have the greatest types of plans. We are going Sunday. And everybody's inside the shelters. Why? Because the Bereshit's in charge of the event. And no matter what we say, no matter what we do, we can't. We have nothing. We have no koyach. Because of Shekoichu Gvurosa Molei Oilam, Hashem's strength and His might is throughout the universe, controls the whole world. And that is what we're supposed to take out with these storms of Bereshit. When people talking for days and weeks about it, I was going to shul, everybody talking what they're doing, where they're going, how many batteries they're buying, where they got their water, Costco was sold out, there's no gas in Costco, 44 hours of talking about nonsense. And my one person said, wow, you see the Gevurah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Look how powerful mighty Hashem is. We have no defense against what He brings. Of this act of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was no defense. Instead of talking about maybe it's a lesson, maybe God's saying something. Maybe the Bereshit's talking to us, not maybe He is, but we're not listening. Maybe He's starting to say, wake up. This is a Bnei Olam. You have to be accountable for your actions. You have to do something about your lives. Straighten out the crookedness. Hashem only brings the thunder that we have to straighten out that crookedness. For what purpose, Rabbi Yisrael? That He wants us to become close to Him. He wants us
to have the greatest possible pleasure. He wants us to be close to Him. As the Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayos, in Rosh Hashanah, that the days of Rosh Hashanah, we don't say Hallows of the Mishnah. Why? They're days of seriousness. They're days of seriousness that we have to be, we can't be so jovial, we can't be so crazy. The Simcha, we have to have certain Simcha because we trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's benevolent, that He's going to give us a good din, but we have to be a little serious. We have to be a little scared. But what's the purpose of the scared, right? Of the Rambam, Umivrach, Umanas Eloch. Then we get afraid and we run towards Him. Marshal, I always say over the Marshal by side. I remember with my children, sometimes you'll know that, you know, when a kid's a little kid and there's a thunderstorm, a heavy thunderstorm, a lightning storm, so the kids all of a sudden, what do? They get so afraid, they start running and banging on the parents' door, and they run into the parents' room, they climb into their bed. They want to be close to their parents, that's their security, that's their rock. It creates a bonding of the person. They know this is the person that we rely on. In their seichel, they believe, they trust their parents are the ones they can rely on. The parents are the ones, their son on the parents are the ones who are going to protect them. And that brings a connection between them. So too, in a certain way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power, His Malchus, and what Rosh Hashanah is all about, to realize His Malchus, is that we should run away. We have to run away from ourselves. We have to run away from ourselves and run to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To come back to the loving embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it's all about, Rabbis. That's what the days of Rosh Hashanah were about, Yom Leroyim. And that's the Simcha after of Yom Kippur, but after Simcha, it's not only about the orange juice and the corn chips that are about to eat. It's not only about the Sukkot's vacation we're going on. The Simcha after Yom Kippur is that we've now run towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we've now come back to the source where we're supposed to be. Because we were created as Bonim HaTeh Shem HaShem. We're sons. We're the closest kin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bonim HaTeh Shem HaShem. We're His children. And all He asks is us to return. He wants to be with us. But we go far away. What's the cause of that? The cause is what the parasha is telling us, Rabbi. Because when the parasha tells us that you should place in all your gates, shoyftim mishoytrim, put in all your gates, and then by the eyes, the ears, the mouth, the areas were so susceptible to danger, the areas where we can be influenced, where we could take in this sight of things that could really damage our ruchnias, damage our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can hear things that push us away, distance us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could smell things that push away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we could say things that push us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to take accountability, we have to be cognizant. We have to sit and have the realization that Rebbe Shlomo is with us. But what takes us, what stops us from doing that? What stops us from doing it is what the Torah tells us, Ki Ashorcha Ad Ya'aveh Einei Pichim Yisad Nevei Tzadikim. What causes to pervert justice in the judicial system is shoychat, bribery. A person is born with a seichel yosher. We're born with our minds and our hearts are yosher. Hashem created a person yosher. So says Koyeles, Shlomo HaMelech, the most smartest of Bnei Adam, the Chacham Mikol Adam, says, the Hashem created Adam Yashar. The Heim of Bikshu Cheshvanish Rabbi. We somehow became crooked. How did we become crooked? You know how we became crooked? Shoychat. Perversion. Bribery. What is bribery? Bribery is our Ritzoinus Artaivus. Artaivus. That's the bribery. That bribes us. that makes us different people. That makes us not think straight of ourselves. The Torah HaKadosh says that you could have a chacham. Ki ashocha ya'aver eini picha v'isah t'vi chachomim. Eini chachomim v'isah t'vi tzadikim. That you can have a chacham. You can have a tzaddik. You can have a great person, intellectual person, who is a double parshut. He's such a smart human being. His IQ is 2007. He's a tzaddik. But he takes a bribe. He can't see right. He sees with wrong glasses. He sees it not like it is. He sees it crooked. He sees it false. And he doesn't have a right understanding of the situation. Why? Because the Torah tells us this yisoid. Bribery, shoychad, ya'aver, it'll blind you. If a person is meshuchet to something, it'll blind him. If you go to a person, Chazal say, and you want to judge favorably in a case between two litigants, and one of the sides gives him something, he could be the smartest, most righteous person, but the fact that he got something, says the Gemara Ksubas Kavdalit, Nasachad, you become connected to that person, and you can't see his faults. And when you bribe by your own self, you won't be able to see the crookedness. How we bribe by our own selves, the Bosai. By the taivas that we have. By the ritzoinus, by the desires that bribes and destroys our seicha. You Hashem created us so straight. You were straight like mamish, like a rod. But because we went into the world and we sought out our ritzoinus, our taivas, that bribed us. We don't see good. We want the taiva. A person has a love for chocolate cake. He loves it. So even though it's not good for him, he knows he went to the doctor. The doctor said, your sugar level, Mr. Martin, your sugar level is terrible. You can't eat any more sugar. If you do, no more, Mr. Martin. You won't be with us anymore. Shalom Aleichem! And he goes ahead and he eats the cake anyway. You know, if you will die daily of diabetes, die of these things that are not good for them, what's pshat, Rabbi said? They went to the doctor told me, if you eat this, you will die. Your sugar level will go skyrocketing, you will die. He goes on and eats it anyway. If you take this stuff, you it's going to cause a terrible effect on your body. He takes it anyway. What's the pshat? Is he stupid? The answer is, a person becomes bribed by his ritzoinus, by his taivas, by his desires. His desires take him over, and that's his shoychat. That's his bribery. And he can't see straight anymore. You can talk with him. You can give him the greatest shmooze. You could sit him down and have a whole conversation, but he is bribed. He is controlled and bribed by his divers. And it's nothing to do. It's like talking to the wall. But you realize that you're bribed. If you realize that that's what's controlling you, then you can go for help. But if you think the problem is that because he has the bribery and he has these things controlling, he really believes that he's saying the truth. He's saying a good svara. He's saying the MS. He really believes that where he's going to go now is good for him. Why? He's come up with a reason why going to this place every night is very good for him. It's very good for his ears to hear such loud music every night. What do you mean? You know what that does? He gets me awake in the morning. You know what it does for my brain power? When I hear that blasting music, it blows it apart. You know how smart I can become by hearing that blasting music? And every time that a person has, it's mishachet him. It falsifies and perverts his vision. That's what the Torah HaKadosh is saying. In Meir we can understand the Gevaldik Zahra B'Zah. The Torah says, don't plant an Asherah tree right afterwards. What's the pshat? Because the Torah is telling us the Yisoid that if you want to, once you're bribed, Once you've been affected by your tithes, there's no stopping you how far you can go. You can steep down to the lowest level of Avodah Zarah. Because if you know that you've done something wrong, if you realize that you're being bribed, but it's difficult for you, okay, you can work with the guy. But if he believes, if he's perverted his mind to believe it as the truth, so there's no stopping how far that bride could go. It can get you to even Avodah Zarah, so before Shazal. It says by the Benois Midyan that they did Avodah Zarah by side. They worshipped him in Avodah Zarah Pa'ar. Anybody knows what that's all about? If I say Pa'ar, the Avodah Zarah Pa'ar was, I don't even want to speak about the Benois Midyan, but Chazal tells what it was. That you had Avodah Zarah Getchko over there, and you go down and pull down your pants, and you would make in front of it. That was the Avodah Zarah. In fact, the Gemara says, a Maiseh, a Furush, a Gemara, it's an Edrin. There was one time that there was a guy that came in to worship that Avodah Zarah, and he wiped himself on the nose of the Avodah Zarah, and they gave him a standing ovation. He mamish worshipped it like no one ever worshipped before. A standing ovation. Everybody got up and they clapped. This guy mamish, he never did such a... No one worshipped the God like that. That was the whole Avodah Zarah. You went and you made in front of it. So I have a question, Baisai. Anybody in his right mind would do such an Avodah Zarah, Baisai? Come on, guy, you know. You don't understand Klaisho on the mid, but they ran after the Avodah Zarah. They ran after it. They worshipped the Avodah Zarah. Mamish, beshoyvi, they went down. Everybody was going. Mamish, they got some good dates. We had some good chillin'. And there they were, Baisai, lining up to go make in front of Barat, in front of Avodah Zarah. Baisai, that's crazy. Give me one chillin', Shloimi. We gotta go. You know, if a guy was constipated, a big problem. Get him some prunes. It doesn't make sense, that boy's guy. The salad is not. Yeah, a guy lining up. And give me 10 prunes for breakfast. He wants to worship them. What is that? What? And all guys were doing it. What's shot? Terence is a boy's guy. The Benois Midyan said, and they were kissing it, and they were hugging it. The what is our, what Terence was, the Benois Midyan said, that listen, you want to, they came out and they seduced them, the men. And I said, listen, you want to be with us? Go worship the Avodah Zarah. So the guy said, you know, this sounds like a fun thing to do. Let's go do it. So he asked him, what's he doing? The terrorist is he had a tiger for the girl. The Mela that perverted his vision. He thought it was a shmaka thing to do. Pass the prunes, Larry. Terrorist is anybody who's right saying thinks you have to be off the wall. As he told off the wall to go do Avodah Zarah. Avodah, the person has a perversion through a taiva that's controlling him and mishachar him. He believes that's taka the right thing to do. He can believe it's the right thing to do. Yeah, of course the right thing to do. But he doesn't obviously understand that once. Because I'll say even the Egel Hazav, it's a penalty gazach. I'll say it's all hezbeim why they did it. But how can it be they're standing by Har Sinai? They were standing by Har Sinai. They just haven't received the Torah. The Bereshit spoke to them, Baal, Baal. You can have a better revelation than that. The Bereshit came before you, the apple. Yeah, if Hashem came to me, Barashah, I would sure be a from Jew. I wouldn't do any Avedis. Hashem came to them. And then they were doing the Egel Azov. Says Chazal, Lo Yov doing the Moritz and the Egel, Lo Yov doing the Egel, El Hatem Arai, it's the same Svara. They wanted the Mut to do all the, whatever type of perversion, that a type for that type of thing, Barayas. And therefore they did that. So what was deep down working on them to show Ichad? You're being bribed. And bribery doesn't let you see the simplest truths for yourself. The Choron Vasin asked the Gavad the Kashra, you have a child. He's 13 years old. He has 13 years old! And he has to believe, at the age of 13, he has to become all the mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs is to believe in the Yibayin Shal Olam. That is a very Olam. He's running the world, and he's in control of the world. He has to believe that at the age of 13. This guy just got bar mitzvah. They just taught him the lady. He just got his tefillin. He doesn't know anything. He barely knows how to read Hebrew. And he is mechuyev in the mitzvah to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 100%. It says that Rechonim, you have the biggest philosophers. Biggest mind men, mamish, they had such cut men, people have such geniuses, and they were koifer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You expect this little 13-year-old kid to believe in Hashem? What do you want for that kid? What do you want from him? He doesn't believe he's over. What do you want for this kid? He's the biggest, smartest man in the world. These Kaifim. They knew that they were the biggest geniuses. And they were Kaifim. This little kid, 13-year-old, he barely knows his alphabet. He has to believe. Says, I'll tell you what. You know what the pshat is? Because believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realizing there's a Hashem in the world is the most simplest thing in the world. The most simplest thing in the world, says Rabbi Chanan. Why? Because just go outside for 1 minute and don't look at the wrong things out there. And go look at a tree, Rabbi Yisrael. Go look at a leaf. Go look at the Shemayim. Take one step outside for 1 second and look at the world around us. And it's obvious there was a creator to this world. Obviously somebody put this into motion. Simple to believe. So why do these people not believe? They're smart people. They're the professors with their bifocals. Harvard professors. Professor Johnstone. I don't think art exists. He's burping up his lunch. I don't really think after my... You know, what's the picture? Of course you don't think God exists, Mr. Johnstone. Because in back of your house, you have a Beis Zionis in your house. You have people coming to your house now to visit you. And if you believe in Hashem, it's a little bit of a steer to your how you want to live. You smoke drugs all night, Mr. Johnstone, and you cheat on your wife. I don't believe... His bare chest with his bifocal. I don't believe in a God. Of course you don't believe in God. Because if you believe in God, you can't go to night and cheat on your wife. Of course he doesn't believe in God. That's why you don't believe in God. But your vision has been perverted. It's so easy to see Hashem in the world. But you want to live like an animal. You don't want to live like a human being. You don't want to live in cognizance with a year as Hashem. You don't want to believe there's a Rebbe Shalom? You want to believe there's a Rosh Hashanah coming? You want to live like an animal! So if you want to live like an animal, so of course, it's not so. How could it be Rebbe Shalom? I don't believe in it! Now you're not responsible. There's no accountability. Once you say you don't believe in it, it's free time! Pass the drugs! Let me go and do whatever I want! I don't believe. But the reason why you don't believe is because you don't want to believe. Because you want to do whatever you want in this world. That's the whole thing. It's not any theory that you have. It's not any belief that you have. It's not dealing with the emes. You've been bribed by your tithes, by your returns to do the wrong thing. And therefore, the way to get out of this is not believing. And the first pasuk it was, the first pasuk in Chumash. Love Loit, when he came, Loit was going with Avram. He was his Rebbe. He believed in Hashem. Says the pasuk, he saw this grazed land. He saw stone, Rabbi Zai. Oh, stone was today's what we could call LV in modern terminology. Everybody knows what LV is. You have your friends explain it to you afterwards. LV is Las Vegas, for those who are. Stoim was Las Vegas, I've always said. That's what it was all about. And Stoim had all the terrible snus and arayas and cheating and stealing. Everything was terrible. But all of a sudden, Lloyd lifts his eyes and he sees that land. He sees the whole grazing land. He sees everything going on over there. And he chooses to leave his Rebbe of Rome. He chooses to go out there. And what the pasuk say afterwards? He chooses to go out there, he chooses to become part of their society. And then he says, he goes to the east. Rashi says, Nasa Mikanusa, he said, I don't hold of Abraham anymore. I don't hold of Hashem. He goes to the east, all of a sudden one day he woke up. He took off his kippah, folded it up, put it in the trash can. I don't think about that it's true anymore. Come on, George. You want to go have a good time. Forget about not believing. Come on, George. Be honest. You're bribed. Come on. Be honest. You've been bribed by your daughter. You don't want to be honest. You can't control yourself. Okay. Say it. Listen, I have a hard time with Bi'ad. That has nothing to do with theology. Nothing to do with Emunah. You know there's a Bereshit. It's partial it is. Bring on the Marines. They'll tell you. They're in the basement with the tornado. You can't control yourself. That's what the Torah HaKadosh is telling us. We have to safeguard our body. And we have to realize that what's causing us to go away and causing us not to take this accountability of the Shoichad, and that can lead us all the way down to the brinks of we know what. It can come bring us down to Avodah Zarah. Because once we're not in control, we can do the worst of areas just because we don't want to be accountable for our actions. And that, I believe, is the smichus of the Inyan also of the Shalosh Regalim. Because the tafkid of the Shalosh Regalim, Rabbi said, was that we come three times a year to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Gemara says, Yira Yirah, see and be seen. To see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bask in His glory, but to be seen is to hold, I hold the pshat is to take an accountability. To meet up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to take accountability of where we are, where we're going to, what we're doing with our lives. And then the Torah says, once you're ready to take accountability, shoyf to mishoyf to tikkun l'chol b'chol sha'arecha. Make judges. Make policemen. L'cha! Not only in your cities, but each individual. Watch over your openings. Watch your eyes. Watch your ears, what you're hearing. This stuff can lead you to be bribed. It can lead you to have these ritzoinas, these desires for things that will pervert your vision. You'll lose your focus on what you were created for. You'll lose your focus on what you're doing here. What are you doing in this world? What did you come down here for? To eat falafel balls? What are you doing here? That's what it's all about, the Chodesh Elul. To get our focus straight, says the Rav Mefurish. The Tzkiyas HaShoyfer, our Rosh Hashanah, what do we blow Shoyfer for, Rabbi Zayt? Well, we can take the lulav also. What are we blowing the shofar for? Uru, you shenim, mishinasnim, get up! You slumberers! Eilu hashulchim as the emes ba'avli as man. People are out there, they're walking around from Jews. They lost the plot! They totally lost the plot! The guy is carried to shul, and all he does all day is talks about the stock exchange! But he tells his kid not to talk between Baruch Shomar. Shh. Keep quiet, kid. But he's talking, schmoozing away. Then he's so much more important. He has to talk about the Yankees. During Kriyas HaTorah. Shoytim, Shoytim. Ezra, we get that triple last night. Did you see how he got the triple? He ran it out and this. Shh. Guy schmoozing, listening to Kriyas HaTorah as a talk. The Chumash that you see today, Baruch come in. It's a new thing today. Everybody talks. I go to the shul. I can't believe it. But you have to Baruch with Mamish also. People are talking by Myriv. And Yeshiva's also in there. They have to Myriv. They have to Myriv. Baruch, they have a meeting after Myriv. We have to talk about what we're doing tonight. We'll catch up by Shmona Esrei. We convene the meeting. We have to Baruch Hu. What's going on tonight, George? It's us to talk out after Baruch Hu, boys. I don't know where we got the heter from. The Nagel Vasa Rebbe gave you the heter. And people in shuls, I saw, people are talking and talking, doing davening, doing blaming, doing this. Everybody's schmoozing. Forget the emes, what we're doing here. This is the Yom Neroim, Rabbi said. These are the days of Elul, to get a perspective, right? Rabbi said. It's not going to happen overnight. We're not changing overnight. But when we're here, this year especially, we came to Eretz Yisrael to get our focus. To refocus. To get our lives in order. To get our lives on the line and direction to head to the right thing, Rabbi said. The world's ending, Rabbi said. It's crumbling all around us. That's clear. Anybody sees it. It's crumbling all around, all over the world. Revolutions, this, that. Should save us from Chavad Mashiach. The world is coming self-destructive already. It's coming to the end of what I say. We have to realize that at the end of the time, we're going to have to be accountable. What do you do with your life? What do you do on earth? What did you come here for? What did you come here to sleep? What did you come here to sleep for 400 hours? What did you do? What did you come here to buy a big thick mattress and to sleep all day? I had nothing to do, so I slept. We're not saying that a person has to change overnight. That's not our point of us. Our point is that we all, including myself, have to realize that the day of accountability is coming. The Yom HaDin is coming, not only in the small sense, the big Yom HaDin is also coming. And our job is to remove all that shoychah, all those taivas that are perverting our vision, to get a clarity of sight, a clarity of mind. Beis Hashem, and we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for such days. And when the Chinuch says that it's a yontif Rosh Hashanah, it's a yontif. It's a happy day. We eat, we drink. What's the yontif about? That we wouldn't have this day, we keep going. We go on a guy gets lost, he goes for 100 miles, especially a man, he'll never ask directions. He'll keep going 400 miles off course. Yeah, don't worry, Sarah, I think I have the right direction. Meanwhile, they turn around, they're going mamish to South Dakota, where they are, some highway in South Dakota. We'll be in Lakewood in 10 minutes. Big sign up. Kansas, 25 miles. And he won't ask that, come on. He's so, just ask that, no, I'm telling you, I know the way. And he's going, he keeps going. Until he hits that side, the road side, Kansas, 25. I don't think we're going to hit Lakewood tonight. What the pshat of Isa is that if a person doesn't have those signs giving him direction, he can keep going in the wrong rush forever and ever. Pershing gives a yontif Rosh Hashanah that we get our direction on straight, we get away on course again. A life for this year to get back in direction. We should be zeicha. It is kiyas shoyf that we have every day, the kiyas shoyf of Rosh Hashanah of Isa. We should be zeicha to put the shoyf to the shoyf from first of all to realize. Come up to the Baruch Shalom and the Shosh of Golem and realize that the Baruch Shalom is there, be cognizant of it. And through that, put the Shoifter and Shoifter in our all our gates, it means our individual gates, to watch ourselves from going and perverting ourselves with the wrong stores, that we shouldn't fall to Los Tita Lachosh Erekol Eitz, we shouldn't fall down to Chas V'Shalom to the Tzvitz of the Zorah. We should find the right way and back into life and get our direction straight and come close to Hashem and run away from ourselves. That self who was just bad, who was lost, and run towards the Kodesh Baruch into his embrace. And we say, Chavez Hashem Pechzir, Chzir Tzim. Just wanted to add, for the Shmuz, just the one thing, one of the concepts that finish off the Yisoy, that we said, the Yisoy of the Shmuz was, that the Yisoy of Shoyfim, Shoyfim, was to have accountability, take accountability for your actions, to be cognizant of the Bari Oilam, and to realize that the Bari Oilam is watching all our mitzvahs. And as you said, that a person, and the reason why a person forgets about Bari Oilam is the Shoyka, that control the male, that can lead him. So we asked, one of the kashmir we asked in the Shmuz was, that the interesting parsha, this parsha is the Ein of Shoyfim, the Ein of Mela. So the din is that you have to appoint a king. There is a time where you have to point a king. When is that? The prophet says that you'll come to Eretz Yisrael and you'll say, I want to have a king like all other nations have a king. Says the prophet, Shoyim Tosim Alech Vamel, you have a mitzvah to appoint a king and make sure that king has very much power and make sure you honor the king, and you have to make sure that you put a double wash of placing upon you, that the Gemara learns out, Shoyim Tosim, that he can't be Mel, can't be Mel on his covered. We have to show tremendous respect for him, and we have to fear the king. So the Rechaim HaKadosh asked him, Mr. Kliyav, the first one, asked the Kasha, that, L'chor, it's very shver. It's very shver. The Pesukim are mashma, that there's no chiv to make a king, L'chatchila. Right? No chiv to make a king. The shah of the Pesukim is, that if you'll say, that I want to have a king like all the nations, go and make a king. In fact, they were punished. Sometimes the Kliyokas Kashwa, they were punished. And sometimes they wanted to ask for a king. So is it a mishus or is it a mitzvah? It's mashma, it's a mitzvah, mashma, it's a mishus. So to me, I want to say the challenge today. The Yisoy of the parasha tells us a big Yisoy. That the tachlis that Hashem wants from every person is to have an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tachlis. And that's what we say with the smichus of the parashas. Of Yiri Yeh Rosh, Shalosh Rodom, the purpose is to recognize as an Adon,
Sholosh Pom Bashana Yeroko Zuchurcha before the Adon Hashem. It's important to be appear before the Adon, the Baruch Shalom, who's the master of the universe. That's what the Baruch Shalom is. And Avraham Avinu recognized his master. That's why we say Adon Olam in the morning, Rabbi Yisai. Because Avraham was the second to be the Shachris, and he was the first one who called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon. Baruch Zayin and Mitbeis. Roya Echad Shekara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon Achibor Avraham Avinu Bekara Adon. What's Adon? Avraham recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master. Mastery over the Bria. And therefore, in the Afura Bhaisa, that's the tachas of going up three times a year. You leave your property, you leave everything you had, and you show that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the universe, I'm going to appear and be cognizant of his mastery and his koyach and his rulership over the universe, his sovereignty over the world. That's the whole yisoy of the Shalosh Ragoim. And then Shef to Mishoy, we said, once you're cognizant of it, so you have to now put judges, and we said each person has to be a judge over himself. Oh. But Soim Tesim Alecha, that was a beautiful Zachar B'Sam. Let's say that a person feels he can't do that. He's not of the ability to recognize a Kadosh Baruch Hu. For whatever reason. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a way, a tzura, of how to realize the Kadosh Baruch Hu's sovereignty in this world. What is that? Make yourself sakin. Unbelievable Zachar B'Sam. You saw it is the end of the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to do it on your own. That's why it's not a mitzvah l'chatchila to make a king. You should be able on yourself, be able to come to the realization, the recognition that the burden of the other Ha'ilah. Zev Yadam Arisha, Avraham Avinu. He's Avraham Avinu because he taught us that, and he's still in as part of the DNA of Klal Yisrael to recognize the oddness of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every bracha, bracha to Hashem, Adoy. We say Adoy. Lashon of oddness. That's the, in the DNA, it's our mitzvahs that we should be able to recognize. But let's say we can't. Let's say we feel that we need somebody in his place, somebody, a ruler, that we can in somehow through that come to that recognition. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, make yourselves a king. In Yoyimah, we want to have king like all the Goyim, we want to have sovereignty, a ruler that we can look up to as real as the king, because we can't visualize it enough ourselves. The rulership of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the etzem, it's not the most precious out. We shouldn't come on to the king. But if it's necessary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, son to sin, put him on you, and he has to have the strictest demon. He can't be Maruch HaMaruch on his cover. He has to be so honorable, he has to be mamish. Why? Because he has to represent and represent Anpin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sovereignty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we want to understand Malchus through it. We don't understand what Malchus is, Rabbi Yisrael. We'll talk about maybe later Shavuot. The Holy Spirit of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. We don't understand what Malchus is. In order to have a picture in it, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you're not able to do it yourselves right now. You should be able to. It's in your DNA from Avraham Avinu. But you're not doing it. You want to have a king. So it doesn't matter. That's the king you're going to have. The Amos Mefurs is a Mishnah that says that they used to have in the Beis HaMikdash hanging a picture of the Malchus of Persia. First of Mishnah, one of the ornaments they had was it's not in Talmud, no. It's a Mishnah in different. So there was an ornament that was hanging in the base of Migdash that had it looked like something that they had in Persia, of the Malchus of Persia. So I think one of the first ones says that they wanted to be able to have some feeling of, you know, what's you want to base a big, it's the Mokom of Malchus, it's the palace of Malchus. That's why we have a din of Shoyimim over there. According to some Rishonim, the whole din of Shoyimim, Shoyimim Kaimis, that we watch the base of Mishnah Talmud, is only because we want to have Els Kavim, not else that we're watching for Ganavim. Els Kavim, to show this is the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how, with the lies, we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how are we going to recognize this his Malchus? So you put up this picture over there, which represented the grandeur and the awesomeness of the Malchus, in a certain way, if was there Anpin, it would be able to give us a certain realization, understanding of the Malchus of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe that's the Pshat, Rabbi Yisrael. Pshat is that we have to come to realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu's sovereignty over the universe. And that, Be'ez Hashem, if we realize that sovereignty ourselves, we don't have to come out to melt. That's the most opportune thing.
Our Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that we do it and we do point the king anyway, because that's an Aveira. The mitzvah is that when you realize the Kodesh Baruch Hu sees it also, that we're not holding by that Targa, that we can recognize the sovereignty of Kodesh Baruch Hu, so that we put in somebody in the Kaviyachal in the place. Kodesh Baruch Hilu, the Malchus of Kodesh Baruch Be'ara, that's the Melech Yisrael. That's why the Melech Yisrael has to be so evolved, because he not only represents a king, he represents a certain Dechina of the king, the Malchus of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Boisai, that's the tafkid. The tafkid of everything is accountability, to know what we're doing, why we're doing it, when we're doing it, how we're doing it. Are we fulfilling our mission on earth? Zeichu Be'ezah Hashem, to fulfill it, do the right thing, and Zeichu to the Ashura Tashkidim, and the Yemen.